This is Wade Bransky with the Chief Organizer's Report, Land Grabbing and Community Gardens in Philly. Community gardens have been a growing part of the urban agriculture scene around the country, so I jumped at an invitation from people in our first Philadelphia workshop to visit one of the most well-known, the Cesar Andreu Iglesias Garden in North Philly. Driving there, I felt like it was one of those neighborhoods I'd been on the doors in the early days of Acorns organizing in the area. I passed our old building on North Broad before Google Maps depositing me at the garden. It's hard to describe the location and where it sits in the neighborhood now. Standard phrases like it's an oasis in the middle of the city won't work because it both is and it isn't. The gardens themselves are part raised beds, flowers, and vegetables laid out on lots and a small rise sloping down from a recently bricked, more formal entranceway. But the real impression that strikes a visitor is wilder and woollier than road and planted fields. Part of the green space is ragged and rough, as if in the process of still being reclaimed from abandonment and natural selection. And it turns out that part of the property is still controlled by multiple public and private landowners for development, or God knows what, all of which is a major story in and of itself. Sitting under the kitchen structure and looking 360 degrees around the garden, the contradictions in the community are on full display. Old multi-story houses in various states of repair are broken up by vacant lots, and new brick and wood apartment and condo structures of varying sizes trying to claim the area for full-scale development and gentrification and dislocating everyone now living there. There were other plans for my visit than showing me around, as it turned out. A half dozen of the core volunteers who helped manage and maintain the garden had a lot of organizational and campaign questions they wanted to discuss, so they immediately launched into their agenda and converted me from a friendly visitor to a fascinated and engaged free consultant. I enjoyed every minute of my visit and loved hearing that part of their questions and work was influenced by an acorn study group they created several years ago. They faced some crossroads about staffing and resources to solidify Iglesias Garden, but also were dealing with similar gardens and community members in other neighborhoods that had utilized vacant lots that were now imperiled. In an earlier fight, they'd won control over a quarter acre of the garden from the city and had promises of some grant money to help purchase and secure title. Because of developmental pressure, these scruffy lots were now being valued at over $100,000 apiece, which seemed unbelievable but true. Citywide issues are too complex to detail quickly, but it seemed that what had been a win in Philly with the creation of the City Land Bank, controlling all of the tax-delinquent housing, had now become the target as they moved to auction off property. The garden volunteers had tried to step into the breach and could effectively organize people to save their lots temporarily, even though they were not covered in the earlier victory around community gardens, which was also delayed in final implementation. They couldn't do both, and that was a major question in our conversations, without more resources and finally having full-time organizers, which, of course, I advocated. Other properties were controlled by U.S. Bank, which was a difficult and elusive target. I found later another issue lay in the agreement proposed by the land bank to turn over the rights to the community gardens. Lots they wanted to give to the garden folks, they wanted them to sign a 30-year mortgage document that would amortize to zero if the garden survived the term, which many of these nonprofits saw as onerous, both on their balance sheets and on their future prospects. Meanwhile, land-grabbing developers and financially broke public agencies are finding common cause in resisting the pressure from the garden coalitions and the lot holders in what is a great and defining campaign in the city and its future. The people of Iglesias Garden are now being forced to make quick decisions about how to respond to this crisis in order to both create an oasis in North Philly, as well as be a vanguard force against land grabbing throughout Philly. What a great challenge and opportunity. This is Wade Bransky. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.